The Mishnah at the beginning of Brachos reads Me'emes Haikoron Sashma, and the Goyin in the Shnos Eliyahu points out that the language is in plural Me'emes Haikoron Shma B'Lashon Rabim, and the Goyin says it comes to teach us that in Kriya Shema, everybody has to read for themselves individually. They can't have a communal reading that one person is being motzi others through Shemaya Ka'ona. And the marker for the Goyin's Halacha, for the Gro, is Yerushalmi in Brachos, the third parak in Brachos, Halacha Gimel, which reads, Lo mistaba b'kriya Shema she'kol echa ve'echa m'shanen b'fiv, lo mistaba b'tfila she'kol echa m'vakas rachman atzma. That by Kriya Shema and tefillah, each one has to daven for themselves, and each one has to say Kriya Shema for themselves. So we see that, according to the Yerushalmi, Kriya Shema and tefillah are different than other mitzvahs that depend on Amira, that where the operative principle would have been Shomea Ka'ona. Here Shomea Ka'ona is not operative, and the reason the Yerushalmi says, because by Kriya Shema, you need that called Echad, Meshanin La'atzma B'fiv, and by Tefillah, that everybody has to ask Rachmim and beseech Hashem for mercy, that can't be done through Shomea Ka'ona. So the Rav explained further in Yerushalmi that the reason is because Shomea Ka'ona is relevant in mitzvahs that depend on Amira, like Mikra Megillah or Mikra Bikurim. There the Kiyum, the Kriya, and the Amira is the Heftz of the Mitzvah. The Kiyum of the Mitzvah is in the Maisa Dibur itself. And therefore, if we have the principle of Shomea Ka'ona, it's as if he said it himself and your Yotze. But by Kriya Shema and Tefillah, there's another dimension, namely, not only the Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya, but it's also Kiyum Shebelev, that Kriya Shema involves Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shamayim, and Tefillah requires Amidah Lifnei Hashchina and Bakoshes Rachamim, and that's a Kiyum Shebelev beyond just the Maisa Mitzvah of the Kriyas HaParshus of Shema or the Davening, and therefore that you can't have an agent do on your behalf. And in terms of the basic principle by Kriya Shema, that the mitzvah extends beyond simply the Miras HaParshias, that it's a mitzvah Kabbalos Omach Shemayim, and that's part of the guf of the mitzvah. The proof is that the halacha is that by Kriya Shema, kavana, intention, is an essential ingredient of the mitzvah. Kavana is ma'akev, at least at a minimum for the first pasuk. And Reb Chaim already has proved in his sefer that the kavana by Kriya Shema as well as by tefillah is in part an essential ingredient of the mitzvah. Without kavana, it's completely misasek. And while the Rambam's opinion is, the Rambam seems to say, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that a person who eats matzah without kavana, that is yoytze, that the Rambam seems to paskin that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And yet by Kriya Shema, the Rambam requires kavana, at least at a minimum of the first pasuk. So that extra kavana, that's because of the halacha of Kabbalos Omach Shemayim, which is an essential ingredient of Kriya Shema. This, however, is not like the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban says that, the Ramban is in the Milchamis, in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, that the halacha of Kavana by Kriya Shema depends on the machloikas, whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana or ain't tzrichas kavana. So that's a universal machloikas by all mitzvahs. However, as we've just indicated from the Rambam, it seems that it's a specific halacha in Kriya Shema, because even though the Ram paskins matzah, even without kavana yoytze, so the Ram seems to paskin that by in general the halacha is mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Nonetheless, he requires by tefillah and by Kriya Shema kavana. That kavana is special kavana because of Kabbalos Amuch Shemayim. It relates to Kriya Shema, and by Tefillah, it's because of a Amidah Lifnei Hashchina. Based on this, the Rav said also, we find the Rambam says by Vidui Maisa, the Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, I'm reading the Rambam, Vidu ze nema b'chol loshen, b'chulu, b'chol echad v'echad omu b'fnei atzmo, v'im rotzu rabim l'esvados ke'echad misvadim. So the Minchas Chinuch, in the midst of Vidu Maisa, in Tofei Zayin, is medayik in the Rambam, but the Rambam says, misvado kol echad b'fnei atzmo, that the Rambam seems to say that everybody has to say the Vidu Maisa himself, that the Vidu cannot be, you cannot be yoyz by listening to anybody else, there's no shemeya ka'ona. And the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by this. Why don't we say, just like other mitzvahs that depend on Dibur, the principle of Shomer Ka'ona, and you could be Yotzi with somebody else. And similarly we find in Machlokes Rishonim, the Torah quotes it, you know, Chaim Tov Rezayin, Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Vidui Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, whether you could be Yotzi that Vidui through Shomer Ka'ona, listening to somebody else's Vidui. So he quotes a machloikus about that. But offhand, those who say that there's no vidui, by vidui there's no shomea koina, both vidui maisa and also here in vidui of tshuva, because the Rambam says the essential ingredients of tshuva, as he says at the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, is kishyasha tshuva yoshu michato chayv lisvadus nevekel baruch hu keitzid mizvadim oma ono shem chatosi avishu bashayt v'necha vashiki kach v'chach v'yini chamti boshtim imaisei ul olam eni chos l'dov v'zeh v'zeh ikwal shol vidui. So the emotions and the kiyum of boshas and the chama and tshuva, those that while the maisa mitzah is vidui, but the kiyum is a kiyum shibalev, and on that there's no shomer ka'ona, and therefore by vidui we don't find shomer ka'ona.